The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Essay, Mother Tongue, novelist Amy Tan talks about the ways that immigrants like her mother, who don't speak standard English, are often written off as unintelligent. Tan acknowledges the bias she herself felt as a child, listening to the way her mother spoke. She writes, "I believed that her English reflected the quality of what she had to say. That is, because she expressed them imperfectly, her thoughts were imperfect. And I had plenty of empirical evidence to support me. The fact that people in department stores, at banks, and at restaurants did not take her seriously, did not give her good service, pretended not to understand her, or even acted as if they did not hear her." Though Tan was steered by her teachers toward math and science in school, disciplines where elegance of language is not crucial, she chose to become a writer. Her work moves in and out of various modes of English, capturing the passion, intelligence, and intensity of her characters, no matter who they are. I first read Mother Tongue when I was teaching a freshman composition class called English 100 to students from mostly immigrant backgrounds. I felt the pressure from my department to get students writing into standard English form. But I felt like a tyrant each week as I marked up their essays, which were often a mix of standard English and, say, Jamaican patois or Trinidadian Creole. I worried that the demands I was required to place upon my students' writing were quietly degrading their sense of what they had to say, not just as students, but as people. If only this were a poetry workshop, I sometimes thought, I could ask them simply to express themselves, to tell the stories that were urgent and vital for them. Grammar would mean less than feeling, energy, and music. Teachers, like the one I once felt forced to be, can send a dangerous message to students for whom English is not a first language. Students whose expressive capacity in English is, I want to say, enhanced by their relationship to other languages, other formally recognized languages, or a non-standard mode of English, like Black English. Today's poem, Immigrant Can't Write Poetry, by Wong Ping, affirms my worry. It opens with an epigraph that demonstrates the prohibition non-native speakers of English can be made to feel when it comes to expressing themselves in writing. But then, the poem goes on to render a moving argument about language and expression, and about the freedom poetry sometimes claims— the freedom to speak in ways that are obedient to the urgencies and irregularities of life. It's moving and, on the surface, simple. And it reminds me that what all poems are truly in search of sits outside of words. Immigrant Can't Write Poetry by Wong Ping. "Oh no, not with your syntax," said H.V. to her daughter-in-law, a Chinese writing poetry in English. She walk to table. She walks to a table. She walk to table now. She is walking to a table now. What difference it make? What difference does it make? In nature, no completeness, no sentence really complete thought. Language, our birthright and curse, pay no mind to immigrant syntax. Poetry, born as beast, move best when free, undressed. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.